Roy!
Yes?
We have been talking for 100 episodes.
Can you believe it?
I can't believe we haven't ran out of things to say.
We almost did a couple times, but we made it here, buddy.
We did it.
100 episodes of Spicy Fruit. We've
gone a long way. I feel like we're forgetting something.
What are we forgetting?
I don't know.
We dressed up.
Is there a reason we should be hurrying? Because I can't remember what it was.
Oh my God! The cake is on fire! Why are there so many candles?
You've been holding that for a long time.
I've been holding this for a long time.
Wow, you got us a cake, Alexis. Thank you,
Alexis.
Leo says you're welcome.
Thank you, Leo.
Wow. Whoa, 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 whoa.
100 episodes.
100 episodes.
Oh. Now it's one
now
episode. It's backwards.
100 episodes for the camera.
You know what 100 episodes in TV means?
No.
Syndication.
What's that mean?
I don't know. 3,
2, 1.
Wow. And return.
Thank you.
Wow, we did it. We did it. 100
episodes.
100 episodes. 100 episodes.
That's crazy. Did you think we were going to make it here?
Nope, absolutely not.
I hoped we did.
Uh-huh.
But I wasn't sure.
I wasn't sure either.
Dang.
What
is the odds we're going to get to 200?
How long is 100 episodes?
It took us
That's
like
a
2
long
years.
Time.
Like,
okay, it's one there's 52 weeks in the year.
Yeah.
So it's like almost 2 years.
Nah.
Almost 2 years. I'm sure we missed a week or two.
I think the odds of you guys making it to 200 are exponentially higher now that you've made it to 100.
She knows ball.
The hardest one is to get to the 100th.
Yeah. Yeah. When we first started, I reached out to all my friends that have podcasts, and they all said, oh yeah, just get through the first 100 and then you're legit. And I was like, whoa.
Are we legit now?
Yeah. They said you're legit. And then like, now you have something to tell brands and tell and be like, hey, look, we've done 100 episodes. They're like, oh. So they're consistent.
That is crazy.
Yeah, yeah,
dude.
That's cool.
Yeah.
There's a lot of reflection going on.
Yeah. You remember all the guests? You remember all the guests we had?
We had Alexis.
Me either. Oh, yeah.
You don't remember Alexis?
No.
Wow.
Okay, let's go back and forth. All right, let's go in order. I'll go first, and you keep naming guests.
Okay,
ready?
Go ahead.
Alexis.
Fuzzy.
Andrew.
Ron.
King Batch.
Mm.
Mama Wasabi.
Oh. AJ Raphael.
My sister.
Ooh. Oh.
Timothy Delgado.
Oh. Yeah. Dante Bosco.
Oh,
good one. I feel like we had a lot, right?
We do,
oh,
yeah.
With, your friend, your streamer friend, AJ.
AJ.
Oh, that's
Guapo.
Right.
Yeah, Guapo. Okay.
Did you have Sophie Dossie?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she was cool.
Holy crap.
Johnny Gilbert.
Oh my gosh, we had him too.
Yeah.
Donald Glover.
I wish. That'd be awesome.
I mean, he is Yoshi in the new Mario,
I know,
right?
That is crazy.
What do you even say as Yoshi?
Yoshi, or get up. Woo-hoo. Get up.
It's just like, it's like a Grok. I mean, up. Not Grok, Groot. It's like Groot.
Oh.
He's like, I am Groot.
Yoshi.
It'll probably be something like that.
Yoshi.
Yeah. And then who else? Wait, I got more.
I got more too, I think.
Oh.
Yeah.
You give up?
This is like a game now. I'm pretty sure people watching, like hardcore fans, like, you forgot this person.
Yeah.
I'm like, you're probably right.
Yeah.
You're right. Cesar Millan.
Oh yeah.
That was a cool one.
That was crazy.
Cesar Millan.
JC.
Oh yeah, JC. And then, therapist.
Therapist.
Is that everybody? Michael Alvarado, did you say that?
Alvarado!
Michael, two times.
Oh my gosh.
And then,
we actually had a lot. Oh my
gosh.
Yeah,
we've done a lot.
Yeah. Okay, cool guests
Whoa.
Too.
Yeah.
Oh my
gosh. I forgot about the
Sean
Cesar
does magic.
Sean does magic.
Oh my gosh.
He does. Oh, did we have Tara on or no? We only had her for episodes.
Yeah, episodes.
Oh, not podcasts.
Did you guys have Nick LMAO?
Did we?
Or was
we
he just on episodes?
We haven't.
You should.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
That's crazy.
The guest we have planned for episode 101 is probably going to be the best guest we've ever had.
Oh, yeah.
I'm so excited for the next podcast. It's going to be
the best.
You guys are going to mind blown. Yet. So definitely come back because we definitely have somebody scheduled and I'm definitely not making this up.
It's Donald Glover. It's going to be This is America. Yucky.
Maybe.
Right?
Yeah.
Wow. That's funny. What do you even talk about with a milestone?
I don't know.
I guess you can ask us questions about our milestones.
Yeah, go. Pressure.
We're putting pressure on you.
Okay. I mean, how do you guys feel? Was there any point where you felt a little, like, burnt out getting here? Especially, like, you being a new father.
What?
What do you mean?
You're a dad?
That's crazy. That's insane.
What? Oh, that's a great question. I think when we started back up this year, it was a little tricky because I had to you know, putting her to sleep and then go here.
And it was our first break, so we were like, oh, we got to get back into it for the first time,
Yeah.
I think also when we dismantled, like, the whole team, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then still having to film the podcast and finding a rhythm.
Dang, we freaking went through a lot.
We did.
Yeah. And then you guys are in a new space now.
Yeah.
Yeah, multiple spaces.
We filmed in one... Did we ever do one on the main set of Spicy Food?
We did, the first episode, I think. Okay, so that's
two, and then we moved it to the garage as three, and then we did one at my place as four, and then we did it here.
Yeah. Five.
That's five places we switched.
That is five places we switched.
Wow.
That's really cool, though, because, I mean, like, that means you guys are... I mean, you guys try really hard to make it happen.
Yeah.
No matter where or when, you guys make it work, because you guys are consistent.
I don't think I ever got burnt out. I never was like, oh, I gotta go film a podcast. Because it's like you get such a long break. It's like and then I've never really felt burnt out.
Have you felt like that? Like, oh, I gotta go film
just
the podcast.
A little bit. Yeah. It's more like, oh, we gotta catch up again, or it's like, oh, we gotta catch up again. It's more like catching up.
Yeah,
but it makes sense because we gotta fill the gaps to create the schedule or whatever.
Yeah,
but I mainly thank you and
for
Leo.
What
scheduling everything. Like, oh, we gotta go do this.
Oh,
and you're like, yo, we got film pocket.
And then usually he asks, and I'm like, yep. And then he says, thanks, Alex. And then everybody else thumbs ups.
Yeah, that's and I look at it like the day before, like, oh yeah, I forgot to reply. Yeah, sure.
Sure.
All lowercase.
That's funny.
Yeah. Oh man.
You feeling tired?
Me?
Yeah.
I'm always tired.
Yeah.
Is it getting better though? With
baby
life?
Better.
Yeah, do you feel like
better.
You're in a groove?
She's just sometimes our moods dictate how the baby's feeling.
Oh, really?
So like, it's like the baby's having a cranky day and sad. We're just like, oh, it's okay. And we're just tiring. I guess we just feel the baby's pain.
Oh, I thought you were saying it the other way.
What do you
I
mean?
Thought the baby reacts to
your energy.
Your energy. Uh-uh. So
your energy is dictated by how she's feeling.
Yeah.
I guess that makes sense though, because like.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, we're not parents yet.
Yeah.
But a lot of parents do say that whatever their baby, like, they want to take on their baby's energy, especially if they're feeling, like, sad or, like, they're hurting or something.
Mm-hmm.
They, like, just want to, like, take away that pain so bad.
It's like a puppy.
Where
if you're sad, they know you're sad.
Speaking of puppy, Coda looks amazing.
Fortnite dog.
What dog is it?
Fortnite dog.
It's called Fortnite dog?
No, but there's a Fortnite dog that's coming
do
out
you
that
see
my,
what it looks
my
like?
Chat. Yeah. Sent it to me and they're like, oh, it looks like Coda. And this is exactly what she's about to show you.
I can't wait till it comes into the shop. I don't even think it's in the shop yet.
It's just like a preview of the Fortnite.
Yeah.
Dog? That's crazy.
And it's just Coda with pink ears and
what
pink
is
tail.
It? Just like an accessory.
Oh! Isn't
that so cute?
Oh my God.
Show camera.
Okay.
It's like, what is it? Like an accessory or you play as a
it's
dog?
A sidekick. Oh, you haven't played in a while. You have a little sidekick that run, they just run behind you.
What?
And yeah.
Oh, that's
and
so
and they can't be seen.
It's so fun.
You're only seen by you.
Dude. You know who I just got? As a sidekick?
No.
Did you ever watch Rick and Morty?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mr.
Yeah.
Poopy Butthole.
Poopy Butthole.
I have SpongeBob.
And every
you
time
SpongeBob?
Mm-hmm.
What the
f- yeah. And every time I open a chest, he goes, yeah.
And my
is this new?
Yeah, it's like the last like 4 months they've had sidekicks.
Oh my God.
So they're getting licensed to everything. They got Groot.
That
they
Groot.
Have like Disney characters. They have Stitch.
Dude, good for them.
Yeah.
Being relevant for that long. And just in general, Fortnite,
I got
good
a
co- job.
I got a cool glider, too. They just came out with Game of Thrones characters, so I bought Khaleesi.
Oh, my God.
And then
God.
I have Drogon,
oh
the dragon.
Oh, my God.
And
down.
when I get into the space,
what?
He, like, opens his wings. And it's crazy.
Oh,
and
that's
cute.
The glider. Man. Yeah.
We,
I've never seen Game of Thrones.
The funniest
part.
Oh. No, Khaleesi.
You've never seen Game of Thrones?
No.
You should. I watched it really late, which I feel like is kind of the way to do it.
Yeah.
Because you have access to all the episodes.
Yeah.
Like, you don't have to wait for anything.
The thing is,
it's so good.
I watched Okay, I lied. I watched the first season.
Yeah.
But then this is early on, and Monette and my relationship were like, oh, let's watch Game of Thrones together.
Yeah.
But I was in a freaking long flight to the Philippines.
Yeah.
And I just watched the whole season one.
Yeah.
And then Monette got mad.
Well, start it over because I watched the first two seasons.
Yeah.
And then I don't know what happened. I like went through something. I think I was like moving or something like that. And then I just kind of never got back to it.
Yeah.
And then I rewatched the whole thing from season one.
It's legit.
Good. I think you both would love it. Cool. Like it's just a phenomenal show. Okay. It's phenomenal.
I think enough time has passed by. Be like, hey.
Hey.
I forgot what happened. I'm sorry. I watched this one without you, even though we said we'd watch it together.
No reminder. Oh, you're right. You know what we haven't watched?
Yeah, we haven't seen Game of Thrones.
Maybe she forgot already.
Yeah.
She'll be like, no, you already watched the first episode. You'll be like, no. you're thinking of Alex. He's a dumb
gaslighter.
He's a dumb
Alex. Oh, what the heck? Well, not if you're watching this, Alex, I'm sorry. But I really want you guys to watch Game of Thrones.
You know what else is good?
What?
Company Retreat.
Company Retreat.
Oh, we just watched the first three episodes. It's out. Yeah,
it's so we're fully good. Caught up.
You like it better in season one?
It's the same vibe.
Equally.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, which I feel it's like is kind of hard to do, especially with a season two.
Yeah.
I feel like you start to, especially because it's all new cast, all new everything, right? Sometimes you expect like maybe it to like kind of have like a little bit of a downfall just because people know what to expect and stuff. But they keep picking these really great like, people,
wholesome main characters.
Yes. Yeah,
that's I don't know where they find these guys.
They're awesome.
So they interview like 1,000 people for the position.
Yeah,
and then they get to pick from that. So that's like so they picked from a lot of people.
I wonder what questions they ask, like what the vetting process of that is, true. Without also like, you have like to find, giving it away.
Yeah,
because they have to be very specific.
And they have to not have heard of jury duty.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And how do you like doubly make sure that they haven't? Like, so anyone can easily lie about that.
The things that happen, it's obviously TV show stuff happening.
Yeah. Right.
Back to back to back. And he's not suspicious because if he didn't know about the show, but they both said, dude, this is like unreal. I feel like I'm on a reality show.
Yeah, that's true.
And the first and the second, and they still didn't notice.
Yeah, and for context, for people listening and watching, it's the creators of Jury Duty made a season two, and Jury Duty's like whole premise is everyone is put in this scenario. So Jury Duty, everyone is in the jury.
Yep.
But everyone is actors, and except one person.
Yep.
And this one person has no idea that everyone around them is actors. Like, they think that they're just reporting for jury duty, and like everyday life.
I love how they portray the they don't make him like an idiot or like oblivious.
Yeah,
they celebrate him and they're like, you made a great. Like, after the first season, they were like, you made this decision. You decided not to tell when they confided in you.
Yeah.
You decided to do this, and they're doing the same thing with this guy.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. So it's gonna be cool.
My favorite part of. What's the second one called? I forgot already.
Company Retreat.
Company Retreat.
Actually, it's called Corporate Retreat.
Oh, it is?
Corporate? And they changed the title, Because when I looked it up, I couldn't find it. And then they said, do you mean Corporate Retreat? And I guess they changed the title last minute.
Oh, wow.
Oh,
yeah.
So it's Corporate Retreat.
That's what the official is, but on screen it says Company
Retreat.
But when I look it up, you have to look up Corporate.
Oh, my God.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Huh. But my favorite part was when the dad, the current CEO, the son...
Mm-hmm.
Which is about to be CEO. Congratulate.
Are you at the spoiler alert?
No.
Okay.
I'm not. I'm like, hey, because that's the thing.
Yeah.
The dad is going to give the company to the son. It's like, congratulations, son. This is, congrats. And they start kissing.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And then pans to the guy. He just goes,
yeah.
He has the best reaction. He's the only one reacting.
Yeah.
And I can't wait till the ending because they usually show when the actors break character behind, like when he can't see them, they can't help but laugh.
I'm
so excited.
How do you not laugh with that?
I like the guy, the white guy with the like, he's like balding up here and he just says the craziest stuff. And he was like, there was like a gay girl worked there and then he came in with like a rainbow shirt and he's super supportive.
Mm.
You don't remember that part?
Is he the one who like he wouldn't let them go into his room when they were looking
the janitor.
For
the janitor?
Is he the janitor?
He's the janitor.
I don't remember.
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know. Hey, but, I got another question.
Okay.
Have you seen Shrinking? It's a TV show that's popping right now. It's blowing up with Jason Segel?
Yeah,
and Harrison Ford. Have you seen Ted Lasso?
Girl, I had no time.
Girl. no,
to watch but that's anything. An old show. That's an old
He's
show.
Like, yeah,
I have seen the first season of Ted Lasso.
It's so good. Yeah. And then have you seen the new Scrubs? No? Probably
no,
not.
No.
Well, they're all three doing really well.
Uh-huh.
And you know what they have in common with Company Retreat?
Is there the same writer?
Director.
Director.
Yeah, and he has so many good shows. All of them are popping off. Because I saw a girl in Company Retreat, and I was like, what? I just saw her in the new episode of Shrinking and the new episode of Scrubs. And
she was in Scrubs, too?
Yeah.
She was in Scrubs, Shrinking, and Company Retreat?
Yeah. That's
why.
Yes, 100%. That's why I was like, what? And I was like, they have to be related, or this has to be.
What?
And then I looked it up, and all three were directed by the same guy.
That's
and
crazy.
He's kind of like, they said he's a type of director that reuses. It's like
I
Adam Sandler,
that,
where
though.
He reuses people.
I honestly love that, though, because I think, like, a lot of the times in this industry, like, you book things, and then sometimes you just never hear from, like, the production company you work for, like, ever again, or, like, directors, you never really hear from them again. So, to, like, work for people who love, like, building a community around actors that they love, that, like, they work really well with, it's just so cool, because they, like, keep them employed and, like, doing
but
the
then,
things that
they
love.
But then other actors don't get... cat role because they keep using the same people.
They do.
Yeah.
They do.
I mean,
it's spots open.
I mean, yeah. I mean, it depends. I think sometimes too, I more so respect it if the character, like, they really fit it and it makes sense. Then I'm like, why wouldn't you just hire someone who you know can deliver and they actually do fit the role? But I mean, I guess
I guess
see
it's
that
a
too.
Team. I guess that's how you create a team.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And then
you know what I'm excited about?
Khaleesi.
And no.
No, what?
I'm excited about the character she's playing in her TV show.
You can't say anything about it.
No, I can't say anything about it. But it's something she's never played.
Like, can you say it?
I've never seen her, like, any... It's very different from her character.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Very different from what I normally, I think.
Very different from... I've never seen you engage in anything that character engages in.
Yeah.
Like style, vibe, whatever.
Is it challenging
it's definitely, it's definitely different.
Oh.
It's cool. I already shot part of the first episode. And I was in like a very small portion of this. There was really just like,
it's like the intro,
my character for this first episode. And it was awesome. Yeah. The people in it are awesome. The director's awesome. Like everyone is just really great. So I'm excited to see what it all sort of turns into because I'm a recurring role on it. So, I
but
go back
no
pretty
details
soon.
For you.
Yeah.
No details. It's okay.
Not for you, but we can
tell you.
I can tell you. I can tell you.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I can't tell.
Yeah, get a green wallet, guys.
I know.
It's crazy.
Ever since the Valentine's green wallet, boom.
It's crazy.
I don't know if it's real or fake. I think it's a juju. Juju.
Did I tell you that I almost exchanged it and then I decided not to?
Oh.
I was like this close to exchanging it because the leather, so this leather that they used on the wallet that we have, Renette and I, because we have matching wallets, which is, that's also why I didn't return it. But the leather is made out of, I don't know, this certain stuff, but it like wears a little bit different. So
interesting.
It gets more like scratches.
Easily
and
scratched,
imprinted, but that's apparently, they say that that's what they wanted.
Yeah.
I don't know about all that. But I almost exchanged it for like a card case.
Oh.
And then I was like, no, you know what? Like me and Mona have it matching. Like maybe I had like gotten a couple auditions right after I got the wallet. So I was like, you know, maybe the juju's already working. Mm-hmm. So I kept it. Boom. A week later.
That's crazy.
Yo.
Isn't that crazy?
I'm like, what?
It's cool.
Isn't
it's
that
a
insane?
Big show.
That's insane. That's huge.
It's a very big show.
I know. Congrats.
Thanks.
Again.
Yeah. Thank you.
Over and over. Congrats. That's
thank
freaking
you.
Crazy.
Yeah, it's cool.
Is it really the green wallet though? I think it's all you.
I don't know.
I think I think it's a mindset. It's
I
like
think so
it
too.
Is.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's almost like a placebo. So you feed into it, you manifest it.
Yeah.
And
true. They say
works
that
out.
You get what you look for. So if you think you're a lucky person, lucky things are going to happen to you because that's how you perceive it.
It's like manifestation.
So
like speaking it into the universe.
And it
just sort of like works out and it happens. But
The green wallet has superpowers.
For sure.
I think that's it.
Big things happening.
Oh, really?
It's probably about the podcast guest tomorrow on the next episode.
Goodbye.
It's gonna be huge. It's gonna be huge. I'm telling you.
What
if Green Wallet Gang we get hit up and they're like, yo, they want to be on the podcast.
Michael B. Jordan.
Michael
Did
freaking
you know
basketball
the
Jordan.
Freaking In and Out that he took a picture after he got his award.
Where?
That's the In and Out I got my In and Out burger from.
Oh.
What?
Yeah.
Well, you had a Michael Basketball Jordan In and Out burger.
I did.
He hates Michael Basketball Jordan.
You hate Michael? He lives somewhere.
He does.
Yeah. I'm not going to say where, but I know where. You want to see?
No.
Why?
Because he commented laughing faces on her photo one time. You know, we just posted a story. I was watching it while I was in the bathroom and on my meeting. I mean, after my meeting. And
what are you talking about?
I like it. Oh, you want to see it?
The story?
Yeah.
That I posted?
Yeah.
Today?
Yeah.
The photo?
Yeah.
Oh.
Look at the right deal.
What made you just say that? I don't
know. Because I'm about
to. Oh, the car.
Yeah.
I saw that earlier.
So, you know, every time she posts a picture of us,
yeah,
I repost it. And you know why? Because I imagine in my head when people see this picture, they're like, damn. He lucky. Look at that. You know? They're like, well, how? And I'm like, I don't know either. That's crazy. Yeah. Oh, sorry.
Oh, no, you're good. You're good.
Whatever.
Damn. Are you okay?
Why?
Nothing. That was just
random.
Yeah. How your meeting went bad or something?
You're no, just meeting more... went good.
Oh, okay. Oh. That's good.
Yeah,
Big things.
Do I know already? No. Well, oh. I got some updates.
Oh. Okay. Exciting.
Mm. You know, we're about to go to a play tonight.
We are
going to a play.
And the lead of the play is a Filipino companion.
Yes.
Steve from Blue's Clues. Right?
That's so
Wait,
cool.
Is it, what's his name?
I think his name isn't Steve, though.
What is it?
Right? What's his name?
Josh.
Is it Josh?
Josh.
Is it Josh?
That's a very Filipino name.
Yeah. Is it really?
If you weren't Filipino, you wouldn't know
Josh
that,
is?
But that's a super Filipino name.
Josh. Yeah.
And, no, I mean, it's not specific, but there's a lot of Filipinos named Josh.
Yeah.
I know
there's
a lot
of Filipinos named AJ, too, right?
Yeah.
I know a lot of AJs.
Yeah.
A lot of J's.
I'm an AJ.
Like RJ.
You are technically an AJ.
I'm an AJ.
You're an AJ.
I'm an AJ.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And Justine's playing, too.
Yeah.
Justine. Yep. AJ, Raphael's little sister, isn't
that's
it?
Let's be real. That's why we're going.
I didn't even know.
That's why we're going.
I didn't even know Blue's Clues guy was there.
Apparently he's the lead of it.
Oh wow!
You know, I was thinking, AJ was—he's such a good brother. He was like, "Hey, we should go," and he was here for a secret reason, right?
No. Yeah.
Oh,
no.
Is it known?
No, TBR.
Oh, TBR. He was here for a tiny playroom, and we crossed paths because we were scheduled to come for a play date with Baby Guava right after him. So we show up, and then he's like, "Hey, my sister's in the thing. We're all Filipino. We should all go." I was like, "Yeah," and so we're going, but then I realized. I didn't know it was a full Filipino cast and a full Filipino like concept, and that means a lot of Filipinos are going, and you, me, and AJ together are a force to be reckoned with in the Filipino community.
A magnet.
Mm. You are.
We're fine. We're good.
No, yeah, we're fine.
Blue's Clues is there. There are more
Blue's Clues.
Blue's
Clues.
It was really sweet, though. Like, he immediately was like, oh, you guys have to go. And
yeah.
Like, he set it up pretty immediately and was like, all right, we're all going Wednesday. And
we were so like, sweet. Oh, I'm like, okay.
He's such a good brother.
Yeah.
Like, just, like, trying to support his sister. And his sister is really awesome.
And he bought all the tickets, and he was like, I'll just get everybody's Venmo when we get to the show, and I'm not going to tell him.
Tell him what?
My Venmo.
That's crazy.
So then he can't request.
That's crazy.
I'm just kidding. I'm gonna do it. I'll tell you. I'll just tell you right now. I'll tell you what it is right now.
That's
dying. You know what? I'm gonna text him. You guys made me feel bad.
Text him, bro. And if anyone listening wants to donate to my Venmo, feel free.
You know what that reminded me of?
What?
I'm trying to get your wife to not feel like anytime we come over, she has to like.
Get ready.
Host.
Yeah.
Because she was like, I was the one that was like, I'm coming over. I want to see your child.
Yeah.
And she was just like, oh, okay, it works perfect because AJ's already going to be here. And we were talking later that evening and she was just like, oh yeah, perfect. Like, we have all these pastries. I was like, you know, when I come over, like, I just want to see you and your baby and your husband and just like hang out. Like, you don't have to like host. And she was like, no, I can't.
It's in our blood, though.
I know. She's like, I can't not. I'm like, no, but I don't want you to.
You know what? I got an idea.
What?
When we come over.
Yeah.
And she just cleaned up. We go over and we put them back where they were. So then she's like, oh, then she'll be like, why?
We're not
going to
let you know what we cleaned up, though.
I watch a lot of like detective shows, like Sherlock Holmes. I can see where the dust rings are. I'll know fingerprints. You won't be able to hide.
You're going
to
get blue light.
I just feel bad that she, I mean, I know that that's like just how she is, but I'm just like, I want her to know that like as her friends, like, you, as your guys' closest friends, like we're never judging you. Like if
of course,
your house is ever messy or like you guys don't have like snacks or anything, we're not like, wow, can you believe that we went over and they had nothing set out for us and the house was a disaster? Like, We don't care.
Liar.
Well, last time we came over.
I know. I'm kidding.
Last time we came over for the very first time, you had no beverages, and I was like, wow.
Maybe he cares, but I know you don't. I mean, it's just a thing, you know? It's like, we just want to make our guests feel welcome
at
the house.
But now, especially now that you guys have a bebe, like, all I want to do is come over and help you guys. Like, yeah. Relieve you guys so that, you know, your families can get relief, you guys can get relief, and just do whatever you want. Yeah. You don't have to feel like you're putting on anything. We just want to, like, be there for
when
you
guys.
Thank you.
Yeah.
When we got here today, I went inside, or everybody's out here, like, getting everything set up, and I went inside, and Monette was in the kitchen, and she's the only one there, and I was like, hey, so where's Roy? He's like, oh, he's putting the baby to sleep. She's being cranky, and I was like, should I go up there? You think he needs help? And she was like, no, because he's probably trying to put her to sleep. And then I was like, oh, yeah, but he might be tired. His arms might be tired. And I was like, maybe he has to get ready for the podcast. She's like, no, I think he'll probably do it. And I was like, well... Okay, well, are you sure? Because I can, like, if he needs to get ready or something, I can just go take over for a second. And she's like,
no.
And the
she's
whole
so
time,
sweet.
And the whole time, I was, like, trying to convince her to let me go upstairs. I was texting Roy, like, hey, you need help? I'm down here. I'm downstairs. I'm just chilling. And he didn't respond.
I didn't see your text. I'm so sorry. No, she's we're like, at no. this we're at this point of her, the baby's life. Where she's starting to realize her routine and like people carrying her. Mm. So for me, she knows me unfortunately and fortunately as a sleep man.
Oh.
So every time she sees me, like she cries and she just gets frustrated. Like,
she knows what's coming. She's like, don't do this to me.
But eventually she falls asleep. So that's what it is right now.
It's crazy how young they start to already develop like personalities though.
I know.
Like she already has a funny personality. Like she lets you, she knows what she wants and she lets you know what
she wants.
Like I remember she was fussy and I was trying to just like put her to sleep.
Yeah.
But she kept being like no and I was like, oh, something else is up.
Oh.
And then I checked her diaper beam. She had poopies.
There you go.
And then immediately I changed her diaper and she was like She knows what she wants.
Very Sagittarius, I guess.
Is there anything any new things happening? Has she been doing any new things?
Screaming.
That's new.
Like happy screaming.
Happy screams?
Oh.
She's feeling her vocal cords.
Yeah. Like yeah. She would like, for example, you would talk to her like, how's it going, baby? She'd be like, ah!
That's so cute.
Ah! Oh!
She doesn't laugh yet, right? She smiles, but not laughing.
She doesn't not laugh yet.
She wants to so bad.
But I think she's getting there because that screaming is probably the transition to laughing.
To laughing.
Yeah.
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 When she gets excited, she just screams.
Yeah, because like, imagine when a baby's born, you know they're supposed to scream, so you know they're alive. Imagine they come out laughing. That'd be so weird.
That'd be so scary.
I'd be like, oh, yeah. Like, and then, like, oh my gosh. What is happening? They just rip the placenta off. Like,
Imagine. That's crazy.
Yeah, so I'm glad they screamed. Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, absolutely.
She's so cute, though. I do this little thing to her cheek. I go, goosh, goosh. And she just goes,
Yeah, her cheeks are so taut. Cute. I mean, her face cheeks are very, I don't know how to say it without sounding weird.
It's fat.
No, they're like firm.
Oh, they are.
It looks puffy. Looks like squishy, but it's actually
right
firm.
Yeah. Oh my God. She's so cute.
I'm so proud of her because we went to the mall yesterday, but it was in Century City and it was far. And we went there like a month ago and it was not a good experience.
No. Because
she was fine until we went back home the first time and she just cried. So like a 30-minute trip. Ended up being a 3-hour trip back home.
Dang.
Just because we had to keep stopping
Pull
and
over,
figuring
make sure
out,
okay,
making sure she's good. But yesterday, she was perfect.
Oh, she is perfect.
She's like, didn't cry, didn't fuss.
Maybe it's because the first time you didn't have a minivan.
True.
Ayo.
I got a minivan. That thing is lit.
It's nice.
Is it?
Huh?
It looks
it's
like
nice.
An SUV. It looks like an Escalade.
I know. It literally, when I saw it out there, I didn't realize that was the minivan.
Yeah.
I was like, you couldn't even tell that the doors like slide. It's so nice.
Is that the only? Is that what makes a minivan? Because it looks like an SUV, except for the sliding doors.
Minivan's just the doors. It just has
so
the doors.
So if it has those doors, it's a minivan.
It's a minivan.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
I wish it did that for everything.
So if I get those doors, if I replace my Falcon doors with sliding doors, it's a minivan.
It's a minivan.
No way.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Is that the only thing?
Yeah. I should have, you know, I should have gotten a minivan like ages ago. It's so convenient.
Is it the most space you've ever had in a car?
Oh, absolutely.
I assume so. That's what they're for space.
A lot of storage.
Yeah.
Like people say in the back, they have so much storage.
Is it like too much space? You're like, oh my gosh, I can't even touch the walls.
Yeah.
I feel like there's a lot of space.
It's so, I'll give you a tour. It's so freaking awesome.
Your old car, it was nice. Mm-hmm. It was nice. It was like bougie, but I feel like this one is more like, it's just practical. Yeah. And it like makes
it's
the most
so
sense.
It's so practical. Yeah. I feel like the older I get, the more practical I want things to be.
Like
car. Like yesterday we had to change the baby's diaper, and then you know the malls, the parking lots are so tight, close together. Yeah. I was like, hey, watch this. Psh, slide the door open, easy. Baby, change diaper, slide the door back, fast.
That's nice.
Done.
Yeah. If I had my old car, I'd be like, bam, it hits the other car. Close, bam, hits a pillar. You know what I'm saying?
That's illegal.
What? That's illegal.
Yeah.
To hit other cars.
I know. That's.
Have you ever hit a car and drove away or like scratched it?
No, the thing, oh God, jeez, no man. So I was in the parking lot of freaking REI.
When?
Probably 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I just got the my old car, the Mercedes, first time, is like new, whatever. And I was just sitting there, just taking a call, and then this freaking Prius parks next to me.
No.
This lady just opens the door like, boom! I was like, oh my God. I know she couldn't see me because it's like tinted.
Yeah.
I was like, so I had to roll down the window. I was like, excuse me? Excuse me? She just walked away.
Oh.
But that was a call. I was like, oh my God. So I opened my door and freaking hit her Prius. Drove away.
I mean, that's self.
I mean, come
you
on, dog.
Look back.
That's self car defense. So.
Yeah, dog. I was like,
you're defending your car.
Freaking. Made
that's
a bigger
crazy.
Dent on her.
I was.
I hate when people do that, though. It's so rude. Yeah,
I mean, I've definitely lightly tapped cars, but never enough where
lightly,
they can see it.
But like, if you slam it like that,
because my freaking my Tesla door is automatic sometimes, and they just for some reason don't sense it, or the Falcon door will go up and hit something.
It did,
and I'm
it
like,
did that with your car recently.
Yeah.
It like because it's automatic. Yeah. So sometimes because it's supposed to sense it, but sometimes it won't.
Yeah.
And I can't even have control over it because I'll try and pull it back, but it'll like fight me and then continue to open. Oh my gosh. But I like immediately, I'm like, oh, and I like check their car to make sure it's fine.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh.
I was one time in a car, I was in Florida, and this girl was driving, and we pull out of a parking lot, and it's just like there's cars parked along the street, and we pull out of a parking lot really tight, and she scrapes against this car that's just nobody's in it. It's just like a Mustang, and she goes, "Rrr!" And then I'm like, oh, because it's on my side. I heard it's like right at the door. Like,
yeah. Ooh. Oh.
And then she was like this. She was like, "Rrr!" And then she was like, pretending like she didn't hear it. And then she was like, and then just drove off like normal. Yeah, she just continued through the scratch. And I was like, did you not hear that?
No,
she
did.
And she was like, what? I was like, you liar. You liar. You
said something? You said, did you hear
that? To her, yeah. And like her, the whole door from both doors were scratched on her car. And that car was all messed up.
No.
It was like the corner of the car. And she just scraped her car.
And then she just
leave? And left.
No.
And I just laughed. And I was like, dang.
That's horrible.
Yeah. I'm like, you're lucky I failed the police academy because I would have arrested your ass.
That's crazy.
Dang.
Yeah. Dang.
Was it illegal when I just bam my head? She did first.
No, I don't think it's illegal, but I mean, if like,
eye for an eye, you know?
Forensic wise, if the cops came, they would be able to tell that both cars hit each other's cars.
Yeah.
But I'm sure she would have to pay for yours if you paid for hers.
Yeah, that's
so
what I'm saying. It's over.
You know
it's
what I think?
I can't
you know
get
what
in trouble.
I think the retaliation is just more so frowned upon.
Oh.
But I don't think it's like illegal.
I mean, I didn't scrape her old car, right?
How much was it to get your door fixed after you? You double damaged it.
Oh, did it. It's just there. It's been
now.
What? Not now.
Was it a big dent?
Oh.
Did she get it pretty good?
It's like
that little.
Yeah,
like,
I mean, from different angles, you can see it's like dented. I'm like,
which one was worse, yours or hers?
Hers.
Oh,
like your car.
You didn't dent her as hard as she dented you.
I dented hers harder than mine.
Oh, so yours was bigger.
Your damage
was bigger, like to her car.
Yes.
Oh, good.
I was like, eye for an eye.
What was your car?
The Mercedes.
So you damaged a little old lady's poor little Prius with your nice Mercedes.
You know what? I'm kind of on your side with this
one. That's what I said.
I'm kind of on your side with this one. I don't like Prius drivers. Like, I said what I said.
Why? Yeah.
Prius drivers suck. They're just horrible drivers. I said what I said. I'm so sorry. If you drive a Prius, I'm really sorry.
Dang.
But they're bad drivers.
You know what makes me sad?
What makes you sad?
Is whenever I see a bad driver and I like to see who they are. So I'll like drive up next to them and just see who they are.
Yeah.
And I'm like, damn, you
what
suck.
What are you about to say?
Yeah.
And I hate to say it. It hurts me to say it, man. 70% of the time, it's an Asian person.
Die.
70%?
70% of the time, it's one of my people. And I'm like, dang, you're making us look bad.
Unless you live in Glendale. Because when I used to live in Glendale, holy crap, everyone there sucks at driving.
Really? In Glendale?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, every single day. I see just bad drivers every single day.
Mm.
In Glendale. It's crazy.
Do you think you're a bad driver?
Me?
Yeah.
No. No, I have become more of an aggressive driver after moving to here.
I feel like you have to be.
I think I was I drove how I drive here before, and so I didn't have to convert over. I just continued driving how I drove. You were a North Carolina driver, and then you converted.
I converted.
Yeah.
I'm more like an aggressive, defensive guy.
Yeah.
Because, like, what scares me, I have this, like, fear. You know when you merge lanes, another car merges at the same time? Like,
oh,
that?
Yeah.
That's what I fear. So every time I merge lanes, loud as I keep my other hand on the horn.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I'm like, who's going to merge into me? It happens a couple times. Almost.
I mean, almost. I mean, every other time I drive, somebody's like, I start merging and somebody else merges. So I always just merge slow and I put my signal on. Yeah. And if I see them merging, I just jerk back over to my seat.
I think what's scary, like, being a California driver, I've just noticed I've more so noticed that I just have to be a lot more aware because other people are not aware.
Yeah, I trust me, but not other people.
A lot of the times they're kind of just like lackadaisical and like not paying attention.
Yeah.
And I've noticed like I've luckily been paying attention and have avoided some accidents because
especially
paying attention.
Tesla, the get up and go is so good. Yeah. You can dodge. I've dodged so many people.
Yeah. But people they just don't really pay attention here. And I've had multiple times, too, where people tried to back up and they don't see me.
Yeah.
And I'm like, and I like honk on the horn and they immediately stop. I'm like, how did you not see me? I've been like a whale of a Tesla.
Got hit yesterday.
Yeah.
We're getting her groomed and then we are parked on the side of the street and another guy pulls up in front of us and then he starts backing up. He's backing up fast. And then I'm like, and he stopped like 4 inches from me.
Oh,
and I was like,
God,
dude,
you did not see?
And then he was pretending like, oh, I was going to stop. I was like, dude, you were going too fast.
It was an older car too, so I don't think he had a camera in the back either. So I think he was just eyeballing it.
Oh my God.
But I'm like,
still, how do you not see
Tesla.
I think he pulled in, thought he had a lot of space, and then he just like looked at the door, and he just was lining up at the door and not looking at
me. You know what I'm so grateful for is the fact that you changed your steering wheel. Remember the old one, and the honk was one of the buttons instead of the big button in the middle?
Yeah, it was
he
a
used
tiny
to have to,
little
like,
button.
Search for the button.
So like somebody would cut me off, and I'd be like, oh yeah! It would take forever to find that button, and then they're like, why is this guy flashing his lights at me and his windshield wiper blades just went on? I was like, son of a damn it.
You changed this one?
No, so I got the yoke now and they upgraded
it.
Now the middle
is
the horn
now.
I think they tried to make it sleek and they realized, we need the horn to be ready.
But they replaced it. Luckily, it was one of those things where it was a newer car, so it was like under quote-unquote warranty, so they replaced it for free because at the time too the leather that they used on it melted under the heat and in the sun. So remember your steering wheel was all melted.
Jace.
It was like completely melted, but they had to change it for free.
Crazy. Are you gonna get rid of the car or no?
I think so, because I saw a post about Christian Bale.
Oh,
and he was like, he's had
Batmobile.
The same 2002 Toyota like pickup truck.
Yeah.
And he said he's made millions and millions and he still drives that old truck.
Who is?
He's Christian Bale. And like he doesn't care and he's opened up schools like he does all this stuff and he flies out to see like terminal kids that want to meet Batman and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, "Dang, yeah, cars are dumb. As long as you have one."
Dumb, bro.
I wish I would have just kept my first car and just never got a new car.
But the thing is, like, you were young, you know, you gotta check out what's available.
So that's what I'm thinking now, because I'm thinking about trading my Tesla, because it's freaking it's like the highest in electric vehicle, Tesla Model X Plaid, and the insurance is crazy because of how like big it is. So I'm like, I should downgrade, or I could get like one for like $60,000, or I could just get the same Toyota Camry I had just this year. And
you love that Camry.
It had so much space. It was crazy. I've never been in another car that had that much space.
Yeah.
It was nice.
The Toyota now is nice.
Yeah,
bro.
I know. I looked at some new ones and I was like, am I about to get another Toyota from Tesla Model X to a Toyota Camry?
Bro, look.
And it lasts forever. And the resale value is great.
And yeah.
He's like, that's what I was going to say.
You're good, bro. Toyota, no depreciation.
Well, we both need a new car.
Yeah. Maybe you should get a Tesla.
I think I might. But like a super baseline, that the insurance won't be crazy. Yeah. Just like a super baseline one that's like not anything crazy. No bells and whistles. But that way I don't have to go to the gas station anymore.
You want me to get a customized wrap with my face all over it and put it on the car?
Well, yes.
This is expensive.
There you go.
If you get a Tesla, get a used Tesla. Because the used Tesla.
Yeah. I'm getting a used one.
Okay,
yeah. I feel like
there's
but they do depreciate
there's
value.
Never a reason to buy a new car. Like, why do people buy brand new cars for when you can get one that's 20,000 cheaper and it only has 2,000 miles on it?
It depends, though. It depends on the brand.
Yeah.
If it's Toyota, get a new one for sure.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Yeah.
It doesn't lose value. It doesn't. It's one of the only brands that don't lose value over time.
Yeah, but you don't think getting just a used, like, nice car or any car, it doesn't matter. You can get a used, like, Lamborghini.
Oh, you get a used one. Yeah, like, for
anything.
Sure.
Yeah.
If you buy used, depreciation's already happened.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. Well, and so you won't lose money. Yeah.
Exactly.
And for someone like me, though, like, I'm not someone who switches my car very often. Like, I've had the car that I've had for, like, over 10 years now.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I'm the type of person that, like, I will use it until I'm running that thing into the ground.
Yeah.
And then by that point, like, it's already given me what I've needed out of it.
Yeah.
The money spent
with a used car, you're not even losing money if you get a used Tesla. Yeah.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
But so I'm saying, and you're going to use it till it just like quite literally runs out of life.
Yeah.
And then by that point, I'm ready to buy a new one.
And the resale value on a used car is way better because it's already depreciated.
Right.
So then you can just, if you want to switch out, you can.
Right. So.
Or we could get a Coda size saddle. Either one's good.
Whoa.
Oh, what?
Coda, you gonna carry me around?
Coda size, what that?
You gonna carry me around, LA?
What's a saddle?
A saddle for a Coda size.
Yeah.
Oh,
so we can
for
sit
back.
On her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
She gonna carry us around LA. Huh, mama? Yeah.
She said, okay.
I do for you, mom.
Dang. Well, hopefully you get your Toyotas. Hopefully you get tasty.
Who do you think is going to die first? You and me.
Whoa.
I mean, for real, like straight up.
Yeah.
Right now in this day and age, probably you.
Yeah, yeah.
Probably
you. Me too,
you.
Me too.
That was a violent jump.
I was thinking because like we'll probably both get older, but I feel like you look like you could probably last till like probably like 90. I bet I'm gonna make it to like 81.
I want to be 90 but still like rocking though,
like your freaking father-in-law.
Yeah,
he's not 90, 70,
75 is still chilling, bro.
Pablo came home, he was playing pickleball with him, and he came home exhausted, and I was like, oh, how was it? And he's like, I don't know how Teodolito does it, like he wanted to keep going, and I said I can't. And then I think he wants to go again today, and I can't. And he's like, I don't know how he does. And I kept losing, too. And I was like, how old is he again? He's like, yeah, I think he's like 73.
75.
That's crazy.
Yeah. That's crazy.
The secret's the legs, bro. Just keep working out your legs, because that's the base.
But it's not just like physically. It's just like, you wouldn't, if I talked to him on the phone and I didn't know what he looked like, I would not guess that he's 75.
Yeah.
I would guess that he's maybe like
it's a mental
late 50s.
Thing, too, yeah.
Yeah, that's
He's like not slow in his speech.
Inspiring,
he's
bro.
Not like he doesn't like get lost in thought. Like I get lost in thought.
Inspiring, bro. Because like, you know, he's lived with us. They're going home on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Very sad. Yeah. But I see his like routines daily. Every time I wake up, go downstairs, he's like either squatting or doing like
just
arm.
Moving?
Yeah, just moving,
always?
Squatting. Yeah.
Damn.
And then at night, whenever he watches like TV, he like does his like. Like little like out workouts and whatever. He's just always like he's always mindful
of his
even
body.
When he's still.
Yeah.
What
that's
do
great.
You what do you do?
What do
when
I do?
Nobody's around, yeah. Do you do random squats and stretches and stuff?
I started now, yeah. Oh. Started now. Huh. Especially holding the baby. I just more mindful.
Oh,
like, okay,
yeah.
Let's
saw,
just do squats.
Let me
do squats.
At the store.
Bro.
That was funny.
Oh my god. That's the only way she sleeps nowadays. Just funky, funky ass movements. If it's simple like this, she's going to get mad at you.
I told you, she knows what she wants.
She's like, put some work in it.
I know. Today,
put your
oh my God, this morning, it was like 5 o'clock. She wouldn't go to sleep. So this is the normal movement I usually do with her, but she didn't like that at 5 a.m. She's like, I gotta make a new movement.
Yeah.
So I started doing this.
And she likes it?
Yeah. I was like, all right, that's what you like. That's what
she's
you're gonna get.
Funny. Until she's so funny.
Something changes.
That's so funny.
Babies are fun. No regrets. Never any. I'm so freaking happy.
Why is she so yappy today?
Because she knows the baby is yappy today.
Yeah, Coda.
I saw Monette posted. She said, I was at the store with my mom, and she randomly turned to me and says, hey, I want to be cremated so the worms don't get me. I was like, that makes sense, yeah.
It does make sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's so funny, bro.
The worms don't get me. I did see that.
I was like, what? And then I found out that cremation, you know what the ashes are?
Bones.
That's it. No bones. I mean, it's only bones because skin doesn't turn to ash. It just burns away.
Yeah.
So it's just your skeleton is what your ashes are.
That's pretty cool, though.
That's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
Your skeleton.
Your skeleton.
Yeah.
If you die, you're going to get cremated?
This is so morbid.
I don't know. Is it? I feel like I'm surprised there's not like something in the Bible where it's like, oh, you don't get cremated. You got to be buried. Or like, is there nothing like that?
In the Bible?
Or I feel like, is there... There's no way.
There's nothing, no.
I feel like,
really?
Well, I bet the Egyptians were like, oh, you can't desecrate a body.
Where they mummify.
Mummify.
Yeah, because they believe in afterlife.
But like for like the not royalty, like what did they like? Are you allowed? I feel like there's probably something. I'm gonna look it up later. There has to be something where like, oh, it's against the Bible or the Quran or Egyptian culture.
Hmm.
I don't know.
I don't know. That's a good question.
But if there's not, I think, I don't know. What are you going to do?
We should invite Jesus Christ as episode 102.
Yeah.
I heard he's coming back again.
Oh, yeah. I know.
Right?
Yeah. But what are you going to do? Cremate?
How did we get here?
Half-half. I told you this like a while back.
Half-half?
Yeah.
How? What, so, bottom half?
No, bottom half cremate.
Yeah.
Because the casket, you don't see the bottom half ever.
So, I do not remember this conversation.
You don't.
This is a great idea, though.
Yeah, I told you this.
And then?
You're like, oh, true, facts. I'm like, all right.
I don't sound like that.
You do.
You do that.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, bottom half, you can't see the bottom half of the casket anyway, so... Oh, even if you do, that's kind of freaky, though.
You said you wanted to be stuffed. So people could take photos with you, you psychopath.
I want to be stuffed. And then you know when you get those anime characters and they have the stand and they have little holes for like to put them on, you know?
What?
So it's a you know the action figure, the anime action figures, right? That like
And
then they have the stand and they have little
holes.
A statue.
You put little holes in my feet and then you can put them in a pole and then I'll be standing there like this.
That's insane work. Yeah, that's diabolical. No, that's diabolical.
I feel like it'll be awkward at first, but then after the first person breaks the awkward, they get in line. Like Roy's gonna be the first one, and then everybody will be like,
"Hey guys,
jail."
Yeah. Hey guys, this is
jail.
Oh, what if I get cremated? What if I get stuffed like this, and then everybody
has to touch your finger? Like,
That'd be good. Or I could do your idea, but I could do it down the middle, and then I could lay on my side because my back hurts. On the right, and the doctor said I should lay on my side. So if I cut this part off, here? And then they'll be like, oh, that's cool.
What if they decide to turn your head?
No, they can't.
Damn.
Don't touch me. But if we both die and we do like a twin funeral and yours is just the upper half, when they open yours, they'll be like, oh, his bottom half's gone. When they open mine, they'll be like, oh, his right leg's still there. They'll think the other one,
I don't understand the second part of that, but... Hey, man, whatever you do, I support. Facts, true.
How did we get here?
I mean, the worms. It's all about the worms.
The worms,
it's all
that's
about
right.
The worms.
Insane.
Dang. 100 episodes in. That's crazy.
Yeah, dog. Who's your favorite guest?
Alexis. Who's your favorite guest?
I mean, Alexis, obviously.
Oh, we didn't say Monette in our guest thing.
Monette, my bad. My bad. You know, she's like a myth nowadays. Like, you see her, sometimes you don't.
I consider her more of a legend.
Damn, why are you trying to...
He ate that up. He ate that up.
He's trying to get me in trouble.
He ate that up.
Yeah, Monette's mine. And then Alexis. Even though
ate
I forgot.
Ate that up too.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Who's your least favorite one?
You.
Ooh.
me. I'm like the co-host, bro.
Oh, sorry, you're right. Like, I'm not even a guest.
My
girl.
Least favorite was probably.
Most interesting was Fousey.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, especially that viral clip.
Yeah.
That clip was funny.
It was so funny, dog.
It was so funny.
I sent it to him, and within like 60 seconds, he already posted it, and it got like 10 million views.
It was so funny.
It was so good. Oh, my God.
We haven't heard from him in a bit.
Yeah.
He looks, he looks skinny.
Yeah.
He's been doing the shows.
Yeah.
The shows, like the muscle shows.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He's been killing it, too. Mm-hmm. He's been winning.
So hey,
it's
man.
Good. I'm glad to see that he's like putting his like energy and
me too.
His mental towards something that actually benefits him.
He's yeah. dabbled in like trying to get into the fitness world and like doing fitness stuff, and then he would give up, move on next thing. I think yeah. now he's finally like, okay, this is me.
Yeah.
Good
yeah.
for him, dog. I was so nervous before that podcast. Like, oh God, what's gonna happen? Remember the oh my goodness, I just remembered the random thing that happened in that podcast.
Yeah, he needed $5,000.
Yeah. It's like, do you have it? Can you just wire me? I'm gonna be in real big trouble.
He's like, my family's gonna get kidnapped, and I was like, dang. I'm like, well, the thing is, the way my business kind of works,
the way my bank account is set up, I gotta check and say
anything. Like, damn, what's
I was
going
like,
on?
So you trying to drag me into this? They're gonna be like, who funded you? You're gonna say me, and then my family's in trouble. How about you and me team up and we go after them?
That's a crazy response. Dang.
I was like, it was happening.
You hate to see it.
I was like, oh my God. My guy was for sure a little up that day. I was like, what's going
to
happen?
I feel like
what's
the whole team happen? Was. Everybody, because like I had to convince everybody to let Fousey on. I'm like, guys, no, like, I know he's been doing a lot of crazy. I know he's like, you never understand him, but he's different with me.
Yeah.
And he actually is.
Yeah,
he's like more tame with me. We've never gotten in a fight.
Even when he's going through something.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
And like we see that he's going through something online, like when he's around us in that yeah. state, he's very yeah. normal. I think he's like chill.
I think I'm like his safe space.
Yeah.
So like, because we've been friends for so long. Not like probably half how long we have, but we've been friends for so long.
That's more than 10 years.
Yeah. yeah. I've been through all the crazy stuff he's been through in the 10 years. Like, I was there for all of it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I think he sees me. Like, so when we're together, it's just our energies, like, merge, and he's just very calm, sure. very, like, he thought out.
He doesn't have to, like, put on for you.
And then as soon as he leaves, he's like, ha! Ha! Ha!
Yeah.
Like, yo.
That is crazy.
Yeah. Well, you should probably check in on him. See how he's doing.
I tried. He didn't answer my call, like, 2 weeks ago.
Hmm.
Oh.
I'll try again today.
Oh. Okay. That's good.
Okay. Thank you for coming, darling.
Thanks for coming.
This episode didn't even feel like you were a guest. You were a co-host.
A co-host. 100. Happy 100 episodes.
Happy 100,
you guys. Thank you.
Thank you for having me on for your 100th. That's an honor.
Yeah. Oh, thank you for the cake, Leo.
Yeah, Leo.
Leo.
Yeah. It's my birthday.
I didn't do it.
Dang, I kind of want to make a... Let's do a clip like that Fousey clip. What can we do right now?
It's like
That's true. We can be like, I talk about my daughter and then, you know, just do crazy stuff.
Yeah.
Just intimate moment.
What's the crazy? Okay, let's do something crazy.
You know, it's like the fast forward?
Yeah, yeah,
what is the fast forward?
Do you have a favorite memory with your daughter?
I do.
What is it? Can you tell us?
Yeah. Favorite memory is when she was born.
Yeah.
Because it was so hard because like...
She was laughing?
Monette, she wasn't laughing, but she was... Monette was in labor for like almost 5 hours, so yeah. It was just like the most emotional thing because I didn't know if I was gonna lose her and lose the baby. But then the first time I saw my daughter, just a sigh of relief, like she's okay.
Aww.
And then seeing Monette okay, she's like, oh my God, it's gonna be a good life.
Oh, I love that.
And now then we gotta cut.
If you could do a dance to replicate how you felt in that moment, gonna, what would it be?
Yeah, it has to be something very guava
juicy. Like fast 40.
Yeah.
The shirt's up.
I love my daughter.
He loves his daughter.
Okay, that's good.
Okay.
Bye.